WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media Station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston in New York City. Bands, balloons, floats, 2 million people along the parade route at the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade. A lot of police as well, even though ABC's Aaron Katursky says there are no credible threats this year.
At last year's parade, protesters upset about the Israel-Hamas war jumped the barriers and briefly glued themselves to the pavement. This year, the NYPD says it has a plan to respond. Another law enforcement document obtained by ABC News raises a concern about vehicle ramming, a recurring tactic employed by threat actors. Sanitation trucks and other vehicles are now parked at each intersection along the parade route.
The president and first lady are spending the holiday with family on Nantucket, out of the public eye. Several of President-elect Trump's incoming administration members, the target of threats sent to police agencies, all of them appear to be hoaxes as of now. After turkey shopping, Adobe Analytics expects $40 billion to be spent in online shopping before Monday. This is ABC News.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. Travelers are expected to fill Wisconsin roads and airports in record numbers this Thanksgiving holiday, according to AAA Wisconsin officials. Nearly 1.6 million Wisconsinites will leave home this holiday week, an all-time high, as numbers continue to rebound after the COVID-19 pandemic. Nationally, AAA officials expect more than 8 million people to travel, the most since 2019. If turkey makes you tired, there's action on TV. Here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
A tradition continues with an expanded football schedule this holiday weekend, including games on Black Friday. Football and Thanksgiving have been served up together for more than 140 years, the first featuring college teams, Yale and Princeton. The NFL took over the holiday games in 1920. By the 1930s, Detroit became the regular host to these yearly games. This year, Green Bay hosts the Miami Dolphins at Lambeau Field on Thanksgiving night. So far, the Packers' record during these holiday matchups, 15 wins, 20 losses, and 2 ties. I'm Terry Barr.
Millions of Americans will spend Thanksgiving with relatives for the first time since the election, who may be on the other side of the political divide. Experts have some advice. Emma Nadler is a therapist, speaker, and author of the book, The Unlikely Village of Eden. She suggests that people consider what their overall goal is for the gathering and the relationships and respond accordingly.
When you feel yourself getting angry, frustrated, take a few seconds to consider, how do I honor my purpose here?
The group Braver Angels promotes civil political discussions. Find out where the other person is coming from. Try to not put them on the defensive and look for common ground. I'm Melissa Kay, Civic Media News.
The Packers host the Dolphins. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Packers and the Dolphins tonight at Lambeau Field, where temperatures will dip into the mid-20s that could make starting field position more crucial. Green Bay punter Daniel Whelan has improved on his directional punts. Special teams coordinator Rich Bisaccia.
I think he started to understand where he is on the field and what he wants to hit. He's gone out there with a conviction of what he wants to do, and he's stayed to task, and he's played pretty well to this point.
College football, Wisconsin plays tomorrow on a rare Black Friday game as they host the Minnesota Gophers. Although the Badgers fired their offensive coordinator, head coach Luke Fickell says they need improvement on defense.
When we've had our lapses, that's where it's been. And that's why I said it might be hard to pinpoint, like it's not some schematic thing. It's a little bit easier once you watch to say, okay, guys, we just got to get back to the basics of what we do and making sure we're leveraging the football, we're tackling, and we're playing more sound. I
mean, that's Badgers head coach Luke Fickell with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Great travel weather for the holiday weekend, but it is going to be cold today. Mostly cloudy, high today 31 with wind northwest at 10 to 20. Tonight, flurries, breezy, mostly cloudy, low of 17. Tomorrow, partly cloudy and colder with a high of only 22. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 26.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
His name's Jeff Mandel, general counsel for Law Forward.
Mr. Gableman broke more ethics laws and rules than he followed. The attorney's oath here in Wisconsin is fairly long. Mr. Gableman had, in the course of the sham investigation into the 2020 election, violated every single sentence in that oath.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a specially curated best of edition of Matinair on Air. Happy, happy Thanksgiving. We'll be with you soon.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings at 11.
A new choice. Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX.
Stephanie Miller.
You say what you want to say.
I believe in the principle of a new president being able to choose his team, and that used to not be a controversial notion. We're in a time of very divided government and a very partisan atmosphere in Washington. I wish it were not. I wish the Senate would simply do its job of advice and consent and allow the president to put the persons in his cabinet of his choosing. But if this thing bogs down, it would be a great detriment to the country, to the American people. Remember, they just delivered a mandate to the president,
no.
An overwhelming popular vote. Victory,
no.
And of course, electoral college victory. Mm. And they have sent the message that America First policies should be the rule of the day.
No. Okay, where do we start? Michelangelo Signorelli. Trump's popular vote is down to less than 50%, even as votes are still being counted. Hardly a majority, let alone a mandate or, LOL, a landslide. In many other countries, we would be headed to a runoff. And John Fugelsang says of Mike Johnson, we've now reached the cover for child rape in exchange for earthly power phase of Mike Johnson's Christianity.
Yeah.
I mean, and by the way, speaking of the ethics report, Jared says, why does the speaker believe it's appropriate and necessary to hide the truth from the American people? Obviously, if that report exonerated him, they would have already released
right.
it.
Of course.
All right. Let's talk to our friend Stephen Beschloss,
yes.
Author of America, America.
Yeah.
You're not stuttering. Yeah. He says it twice on purpose. Hi. Hi.
Sometimes I might have to add a couple more Americas just to underscore the
right.
necessity of its survival.
Writer, political journalist extraordinaire. I mean, Stephen, so to your point, I love how this last piece you wrote, not today's, I already read that too, but you said, remember, Donald Trump wants us to be demoralized. He wants to fuel conflict and outrage. He wants to push the boundaries as far as he can, not only to see what he can get away with, but to throw Congress and the country off balance or even into chaos to strengthen his own position. In his warped vision, he relies on the ruins of others. And that's where I think it starts with saying, this is not a mandate. This is,
right.
you know, 49-50%. That's where it starts for them to make you feel demoralized, right, and defeated, and like you're the one that's out of touch, and you're just overwhelmed, and they're the vast majority of people, you know, disagree with you, right?
Right, and look, a win, in this case, a win is a win. We have to live with that, but let's not pretend that it's a mandate. Let's not pretend that it's a landslide. Let's not pretend that this is a normal administration that we should respond to normally.
Thank
I mean,
you.
I think it's already worrisome that this early, 63 days before January 20th inauguration, that there's so many people who are already quickly rolling over, who already seem to be more concerned about trying to get along, trying to get access, trying to treat this guy like it's just a normal day in a democratic America.
I am wearing this wardrobe today in honor of Joe and Mika, who went to kiss the ring at Mar-a-Lago. Friday to your
so you're promising that after January 20th, your T-shirt will not say he's not that bad.
I mean, to your point, Joyce Vance tweeted, Trump isn't even in office yet, and we're already talking about letting him bypass the Constitution as though that's right. A normal conversation to be having.
Right. And look, 63 days away, I mean, there's something that he did which is weirdly our benefit, which is that all of these reckless, dangerous selections for a cabinet and other so-called leadership positions, they're so egregious that they serve the purpose of exposing what his intentions are. And, now we'll get to see very clearly what the Senate is made of. Do they actually treat their duty to advise and consent, to follow the Constitution with seriousness, or don't they? And if they don't, you know what? We need to know sooner rather than later.
I mean, you went down all of them. Pete Hegseth for Secretary of Defense. I mean, not only do we find out he paid the woman off for this latest sexual assault allegation, but you said, did you know he championed service members who were accused of war crimes? Did you know he was asked to stand down from guarding President Biden at his inauguration because of his extremist religious tattoos? Tulsi Gabbard, you talk about, how many of our allies have already determined they can't trust their secrets with Trump and are reorganizing their intelligence operations to avoid relying on America. What does that hurt? America. It hurts America. Yeah. You said not only is she ill-prepared and unqualified, but she traffics in conspiracy theories, cozies up to dictators like Assad and Putin. I mean, it is almost a script that would be rejected out here in Hollywood, Matt Gaetz for Attorney General. It's a lot of us really actually, even for Trump, thought this was a joke when we heard these nominations. Did you?
No, Matt Gaetz, I thought that one was a joke. I thought maybe even the new version of The Onion was trying to spoof us. Right. But they are he's very serious. He's not hiding. And this intention to pursue retribution, let's be clear, that's on the table.
Yeah.
It's not. And treat it accordingly. So
I thought you made such a smart point. I hadn't heard other people say. You said maybe Donald has finally found his Roy Cohn, minus the intelligence and the legal knowledge, but with the same level of ambition, immorality, and capacity for cruelty. And you said we can only hope the ethics report will be leaked or otherwise handed over to senators. I mean, obviously some senators are demanding it or saying they're not going to vote for him. But we'll see how quickly the capitulation to Trump happens, because it usually happens on cue, right?
Right. And look, the thing about that ethics report, it provides evidence, but it's almost as if we don't really need more evidence to know how ill-suited, how unfit, how utterly inappropriate it is for a guy like that to end up in the job of the chief law enforcement for the entire country.
The girl's lawyer said she was in high school and there were witnesses. I mean, it's not like this stuff hasn't, already.
Right.
Anyway, okay. Bobby Kennedy, let's talk about this.
Can I say one more thing?
Yes.
I want to go back to sort of national security. I mean, one of the things that I made a point of doing in recent days was double checking to what extent Trump can dismantle NATO. And our relationship with all of our Western allies. Well, obviously, he can undermine our aid and support for Ukraine. But one of the things is that there's a law that's been passed that 2/3 of the Congress have to pass any effort to try to dismantle NATO.
Okay.
So he won't have sort of the free rein to just do that if that's part of the plan.
And I wanted to get your take, since you brought up Ukraine. I'm glad that Biden is, sending the, the weapons to Ukraine, because, I think the other thing is, because of Republicans, he's been able to give Ukraine enough help to fight, but not enough to win. So,
right.
I mean, again, I don't know if it's going to matter if Trump just hands Ukraine to Putin, but,
Well, that seems pretty clear. I mean, that's obvious that he's going to do that, that he's going to demand demand that you know, Zelensky goes to the negotiating table and begins, you know, right away, you know, giving away their sovereignty. I mean, that's, you know, that's the plan. There's already been plenty of noise from the Republicans, like, of course they should go along with that. By the way, including Elon Musk saying it's laughable that Zelensky would consider not going to the table, that he needs to listen to what, in essence, what he's being told.
And it's so sad to have to listen to Zelensky suck up to Trump, too, for obvious reasons, yeah. You know. But, oh, yes, his plan of peace through strength is exactly correct. It's like, yes, you get peace through giving, you know, everything up to Putin's strength. You know, yeah.
And look, we're going to have to watch. I think everybody and their engagements with him, when it is that they're sort of doing what a Zelensky does, which is, you know, he's trying to get along for the survival of his country, right, versus, you know, those who are sucking up because they want access, or because, you know, they're ready to normalize him because they want to be in the orbit.
Yeah. Bobby Kennedy, you write, despite having no scientific or medical background, this man is driven by conspiracy theories, including vaccines causes autism without reliable evidence. He's already said he would push to remove fluoride from the water supply, despite the fact it's improved dental health. He's questioned vaccines for polio and measles. I mean, it really is quite extraordinary where we find ourselves. I mean, it is. Go ahead.
We're living in an upside down world. That's pretty clear. I think I posted something yesterday, which is like, you know, can we remember how absurd this world is? That you know, this man, you know, he is I mean, I don't have to go through the whole list, but he's somebody who is a, you know, depraved sociopath.
Yeah.
And should never have been brought back anywhere close to the levers of power.
We've just been talking about this all show, about relationships with friends or family that voted. To me, it's different 2016, even 2020. I'm sorry. If you voted for him now, to me, you are despicable. And I cannot have a relationship with anybody that voted for this now. Again, my mom passed a year ago, and she had Alzheimer's, and she was 100, you know. So it was a different.
She's forgiven, you know. I mean, and anybody, let's say anybody over 95 is forgiven, shall we say that?
Yeah, there you go. They get a pass. But you just said, I worry for my country if any or all of these selections come to pass. You said, you know, with terrible sycophants ready to swing the wrecking ball to American government, Americans will see clearly the awful consequences of this election. You just said this real life story is an opportunity for each of us to step up in whatever way we can to minimize the danger, beat back the horror, eventually emerge alive and triumphant. The need for media to highlight acts of opposition, not just at federal level, but throughout the country. You said people need hope. The media needs to serve this need. I agree. That's the point of fascism. Autocracy is for us to feel hopeless and like there's no point in fighting anymore. And, oh, I don't want to talk about politics anymore. And, oh, I'm done. Right. That's exactly what they want.
Sure. And I'm sure you've dealt with what I have, which I've had an awful lot of people reach out to me and say, I'm done. I'm retiring from politics.
Yeah.
I can't deal with this. I've dealt with it for 8 years. I'm out. I completely understand that. And you know, that's where, I think there's a reckoning that should have happened. I wish it would still happen for the media and its failures in this period. But I also think that the opportunity is not simply to critique, but it's to spotlight those who are doing good work to respond. And I think, you know, that is where people should be able to find hope. And, you know, it's at a local level, it's community levels, it's at a state level. It's recognizing people like J.B. Pritzker, who talks about, you know, if you're coming from my people, you come through me. I mean, work that's already going on in a lot of places to try to resist what seems to be inevitable. All those things are really important.
This is, you know, Stephen, this is, you know, this is a cruel reality host that we put back in the present. These mass deportations are going to be big and cruel and dumb and televised to throw red meat to their Fox audience. The thing about you being a political journalist, though, is your point is well taken. The pendulum always swings. It's going to swing back. He did not win a majority. He won a little over 30% of the country is who voted for him. And, you know, I think, unfortunately, people are going to find out in record time. I mean,
the majority did not vote for him. Can we say that, you know, over and over?
Yeah.
I mean, the misfortune is that most people did not vote once again. So it's that tyrannizing minority that did the dirty work here.
I wanted to get your take, one last thread from Kevin. Many of the people who will claim in the coming months and years they didn't know he would do such terrible things did know. They knew and they wanted it. They got a thrill from the idea of hurting and dominating people, which is why they supported him. They won't want to take back the responsibility for it, though, when things get really dark. They won't want to be cut off or unwelcome in polite company, so they'll say, this isn't my fault. I didn't know. Echoes of somewhere in the 1930s, I wonder.
Yeah, well, this is the problem. We have a public that doesn't study history. We have a public and, generations that haven't studied civics. They don't know the basics of democracy. They, have lost touch with the value of democracy and self-governance. It's part of why we're here. And the data in terms of this election has already communicated that those who actually possessed knowledge, who engaged with political news, with facts, they were more likely, and by 8 percentage points, to vote for Kamala Harris. Those who had little or none, it was as much as 19%. They went for Trump. So it's clear that the more people are engaged with factual reality and have an opportunity to know a little bit about sort of civics and about their history, there might have been more second guessing about it. And this to me defines sort of what our work is in these coming years, to break through the information bubble, the ecosystems that have severed people off from
disinformation. Contact. This is what Alan Lichtman, who's been right about every single election, the reason he was wrong this time, he said disinformation and people's, tendency to believe these ridiculous lies. So thank you for your work. I keep saying, I've been mostly watching movies about women, snowmen. Do whatever you need to do to disconnect.
Absolutely.
I go bike riding for hours. Do what you love with who you love, but stay in this fight with us however you can.
Be in it for the long haul. I mean, that's the thing. I mean, the outrages are going to come constantly. We can't be outraged at every single moment. That's a recipe for burnout. The point is to find ways to maintain your mental health and to stay involved. That's really the challenge.
In my case, appreciating how horribly bad the acting is in holiday rom-coms. Horrible. Makes me feel better
about
my life.
But you stick with them anyway, right?
Yes, yes.
Yes, she does.
All right. Love you, Stephen. Thanks so much. We'll talk to you again soon. Stephen Beschloss. There he goes. 21 minutes after the hour. This portion of the show brought to you by Morning Kick.
Yep.
I completely overdid it this Saturday.
Well,
I don't know what I was thinking.
Whose fault is that?
4-hour bike ride.
I didn't do it.
50-mile bike ride. 4 hours. That was not pretty. I was prone in my bed for the rest of the weekend.
Who signed you up for that?
Me.
Okay.
Okay. But I had Morning Kick in my bottles, and I did an unsolicited testimonial on wheels to the guy who was Fred. Fred, the bike leader. Fred.
Of Fred.
Yeah. Okay. Major Taylor. I'm telling you, I was explaining that I get all my supplements in one, because a lot of times, I'm running out, the ride starts early, I can't, get all my supplements, count them all out. They're all 10 supplements in one in there. Probiotics, prebiotics, stuff for your energy, your gut health. You're all good to go. Mm-hmm. When you get that in your hike bottle, your bike bottle, whether you're going to the gym, what are you doing? Do it. RoundhouseProvisions.com. Type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. Either way, you get 40% off and a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply.
The station where the handbasket to hell leaves from. It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, you've heard me talk about Chuck Norris. There's this video online of him hitting pads. He looks great. He's in his 80s, still kicking butt, working out, staying active. Feels like he's really in his 50s. What's even more shocking is he's stronger, can work out longer, and has plenty of energy left over that helps keep him sharp and focused. You might be wondering how he's able to do all this. Well, he made simple change. Chuck uses Morning Kick, a refreshing drink designed to nourish your body, support gut health, boost energy, and feel youthful. I love it. Morning Kick combines 10 supplements in one. When it comes to health, this has been a game game changer for me. If you want to feel better, gain energy, and enhance your overall well-being, go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in the code Stephanie or text Stephanie to 511-511. You get 40% off, and they have a 90-day satisfaction guarantee. Text Stephanie to 511-511. Text fees may apply. Or go to roundhouseprovisions.com and type in Stephanie one more time. That is roundhouseprovisions.com. Promo code Stephanie. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Text fees may apply. Roundhouseprovisions.com.
Why do so many dogs suffer from weight issues, skin problems, messy poops, and low energy? It could be the popular dog food you put in their bowl each day.
Cody was sleeping a lot, wasn't playing.
She was very lethargic and not moving around.
Dry kibble just wasn't cutting it.
That's why, after more than 45 years of experience of helping dogs make complete health turnarounds, veterinarian Dr. Marty created Nature's Blend. It's a freeze-dried raw dog food made with wholesome ingredients like premium meats, seeds, vegetables, and fruit. And once dog parents switch their pups to Nature's Blend, the results can be astounding.
She's got her energy back. She's running around like she did like 5 years ago.
She's just feeling all around better. She's like a new dog. Thank you, Dr. Marty.
Save up to 54% off Nature's Blend and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. They're wild-caught, ultra-crunchy cod skin treats. Go to drmartypets.com/Miller or text Miller to 511-511. Text Miller to 511-511. All dogs are unique. Your dog's results can and will vary. Message and data rates may apply.
Matt Nair on air.
Jimmy Cuska said that Wisconsin's official state speed trap is in Rosendale.
Do you get like a souvenir sticker?
A t-shirt? I got pulled over in Rosendale and all I got was this lousy ticket.
If there's no merch, it can't be official.
If there's no merch, it's not a thing. Troy from Mount Horeb.
There is merch. The original convenience store in Rosendale has a shirt that says Rosendale. That's the ticket.
Now I think we're going to have to do a road trip to Rosendale just to get merch.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays at 11 on 92.7 WMDX and the Civic Media app. The John and Gordy Show.
Look who's here. It's Mike McCabe.
Look at the patterns of history, because it's important to realize that this has been cyclical and that we have seen the loss of sort of a we society and the emergence of a me society. And,
right.
And how could that be better manifested than having a certifiable narcissist in the White House? We've gone through these periods before. Light has been found at the end of the tunnel.
Weekday mornings, 6 till 8 on 92.7 WMDX.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Out here in the middle of these acres, it can feel like you're the only person on earth. That's how it feels when you're struggling with your mental health. But you don't have to feel alone. Find more information at loveyourmindtoday.org. Brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ad Council.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
An exploited
Stephanie Miller.
What? Yeah, this is not a white supremacist administration. Did you see the Trump administration takes, it's like a, you know, a KKK Brady Bunch of, except everybody's white. Ronald said, apparently blacks for Trump only get to wear the t-shirts at the rallies. Nobody's, remarkably melanin-free administration so far. Okay, Robert Reich says JFK, or what do you call it, RFK Jr., says he wants to make America healthy again, so he's doing that by buddying up with the man who cut environmental protections, gutted food safety laws, and rolled back regulations on dangerous chemicals. Do I have this right? Yes, you do. And he's eating McDonald's because he wants America to be healthy again, right. Just because. Oh, there's a picture of Kamala laughing. Nina said, why is she still smiling and laughing? You thought you could bring her down, didn't you? A woman with purpose, passion, and a heart full of love can't be defeated. Every setback only fuels her to rise from the ashes over and over again, each time stronger than before.
She's going to be our next governor. She's going to be our next governor.
Oh, I hope so. I hope so.
She is.
Dino Badala says, wow, Trump's Secretary of Defense Pete Hegseth argued in his 2020 book that Christians should unite in a crusade against Muslims entering the United States to protect Judeo-Christian values. He literally wants to kill Muslims in America. Mm-hmm. Okay. How's that? Mm-hmm. How's that feeling? Mm-hmm. For all those Trump voters in, where is it, Michigan? Okay. Okay, Carrie says, just when I was convincing myself 4 years isn't that long, I remember it's only been a week and a half since last Tuesday. That's funny, because it's true. 29 minutes after the hour.
Welcome to Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
For Civic Media News, I'm Melissa Kay. All over the country, there will inevitably be political conversation over the Thanksgiving dinner table. And for lots of families, there are people on both sides of the aisle, making it a tense situation. Therapist Emma Nadler said if the conversation takes a turn, take a long pause, maybe pitch in with the dishes or take a walk rather than let things get too contentious.
Anyone can say and do things they regret, and it takes at least 20 minutes of non-activating conversation to get back to your baseline regulation.
Some families may choose to discuss the tone of the holiday ahead of time, trying to set some ground rules. If you enjoy mashed potatoes and green bean casserole this holiday, you're not alone, but a new survey includes some other food surprises. Here's Civic Media's Terry Barr.
A new survey is revealing some interesting things about the food you may be sharing this Thanksgiving holiday weekend. It includes the calories you'll consume. The Harris poll shows most of you say there's almost always turkey, cranberries, and pumpkin pie. But the survey indicates 65% don't even like some of these holiday dishes, yet you'll eat it because it's tradition. One result which may not be surprising, the average number of calories consumed during your holiday dinner. It's around 4,500. That's about twice the daily calories suggested by any health expert. I'm Terry Barr.
The holiday travel season begins this week, and you can expect roads and airports to be crowded for Thanksgiving. In Wisconsin, a record number of people are expected to fly or drive for Thanksgiving. Good news, though, for areas with road construction. Wisconsin DOT said road work will stop at noon on Wednesday and resume on December 2nd. I'm Melissa Kay for Civic Media News.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Mostly cloudy with a few flurries and spotty snow showers. Only trace amounts are expected to stick and winds begin to whip tonight, bringing a blustery but sunny Friday with high temperatures only reaching the low 20s. Plus, wind chills on top of that will be feeling more like the single digits. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. It's 26 degrees at our studios.
Santa gets the headlines, but those that know, know Mrs. Claus runs the North Pole.
The Aaron Weber Group at Compass. Smart, efficient, and they always deliver. Not waiting till the night before like some people.
I can't hear you, you know, dear.
So when it comes to buying or selling in Madison, movetomadison.com and the Aaron Weber Group are the smart choice.
I've been hinting at moving to a new home for years. I'm tired of the cold. Movetomadison.com makes the nice list.
The Dom Salvia Show.
Harvey Kay, Professor Emeritus of Democracy at the University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Harvey, I know you're the big FDR expert.
1934, he decided that the inequality and the wealth accumulated at the top was a threat not only to the American economy, but also to the American democratic spirit, American democratic life.
Sounds like history's repeating itself.
The Dom Salvia Show. Weekdays from 4 till 6 on the Civic Media Radio Network and on the Civic Media app. Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, we get a sneak peek at the Hawktua Girls new reality show. And I welcome Discover Wisconsin host Andrea Belke and from National Lampoon, Jamie Kaler and Jeff Tully.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Fair housing. It's not an option. It's...
We're talking about with people like Matt Gaetz is very different from what we're talking about with people like Marco Rubio. And we just have to keep that in mind. But do understand with Matt Gaetz, and you've already made this point, he's not the only one out there who is unqualified and who raises whole questions like Tulsi Gabbard does. You really want her to have all of the secrets of the United States and our defense intelligence agencies, well, when she has so clearly been in Putin's pocket, that just has to be a hard no.
Senator Professor Elizabeth Warren, yep. Thank God for her. Sherrilyn Ifill, thank you for journalism, something appears to be in short supply. She said, can reporters drill down and ask Bernie for specifics just once?
Yeah.
Because this is really getting ridiculous.
Yeah.
Anyone else, I don't had enough of all the post election analysis blaming circular fire squad, yes. Firing squad, this, that, blah. Mentioning this all morning. For those of you who think it's just about the price of eggs, a wave of offensive text messages and emails have gone out to Hispanic and gay people in recent days, according to the FBI, coming on the heels of a barrage of racist texts that were sent to black people in the wake of the election. Some recipients of the latest messages were told they'd been selected for deportation. Others were instructed to report to a re-education camp for LGBTQ people. Oh, that's my electric lesbian suit. It's not going to be a joke anymore.
No.
Here's the not-so-funny part is the, what do you call it? Conversion therapy will be back and more gay kids will kill themselves.
Mm-hmm.
Misogynistic social media posts also have surged in the aftermath of the election with phrases like your body, my choice, and get back to the kitchen proliferating online. The Human Rights Campaign called the messages scare tactics and said hate will not silence us. Please let's not let hate continue to win.
Right.
I feel like... He ran and won on everything that's the opposite of what's on the Statue of Liberty. Did you see her swimming back to France?
Yes.
The statue. Funny.
Yeah.
Okay. Christina in Connecticut. Hello. Hello, Christina.
Hey, Steph, how are you?
Good. Go ahead.
So, Fugelsang mentioned a Michael Tomasky article last week, and it's really good. And
He's
fantastic. I was going to ask you if there's any way you could possibly... have him on your show because
get me Tomasky
for me.
We have a jingle for him.
We do, yes.
The question I had that everyone has is how could people vote for a convicted felon and adjudicated rapist?
Yeah.
And the answer is simple. They listen to Fox. They're in that echo chamber, and we don't have that. And
yeah.
We all know it was a sad day when Current TV was sold.
Yeah.
To Al Jazeera, but we need to build up that infrastructure, and we need to get Michael Tomasky's voice on more outlets.
Let's, we'll
so
have him.
We can
I agree.
Get the story
we need
out
to get
there.
Back in our rotation.
Yeah, let's get him back. He's terrific. I think Christina sent me this stuff. Lots of talk today about the focus of Tomasky's recent article about the strength of right-wing media, the need for rich progressives to step up and create bigger, stronger media presence. From the article, he said, I'm going to keep writing about it until people, specifically rich liberals, who are the only people in the world who have the power to do something about this state of affairs, take some action. Thank you. Not just for me. I keep saying this. It's for this whole universe of great progressive voices that are out there and the next generation of them.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they don't wake up now about it, I don't know when they will. Who said there are many theories as to why Trump is naming a battalion of bozos to do these very important jobs. Some believe he's testing the Republican Congress to see how far he can push them. Some say he's doing this strategically to weaken certain sections of the government. Or, and this is the theory I believe, he's dumb.
Squiddly Diddly.
No, Jimmy Kimmel, who is also one of the great, hilarious, progressive voices out there.
Yes.
I've been saying all morning, we'll see how this goes. Mitch McConnell said that he said there will be no recess appointments. He said it would be as He said it would be as sad as well as disgraceful if the Senate caved on this, and the stakes go beyond the political and even the constitutional. It is an inordinate and unnecessary national security risk. This other party, Trump sees criticism over his most controversial cabinet picks as a threat to the almost uncheckable power he intends to wield, and he is not going to back down, according to a Trump insider. The source warned he was ready to go to epic battle to force through his picks. He says he sees Matt Gaetz as his most important pick. He is not going to back down. He is all in. So we'll see how all this plays out. But as you said, Jody, Mitch McConnell's not in charge anymore.
He's not. As of January 3rd, he will no longer be in charge.
You know, right now, technically, he's still in charge.
Technically, he's in charge until January 3rd.
Yes.
Could I have some bag of rats, please?
All right.
Oh, the bag of rats has already started. Tensions reportedly running high between Trump's transition team after Elon Musk clashed publicly with Boris Epstein. Fight, fight, fight. Don't know how to pick a winner. You're both equally awful. They called it a massive blowout over key cabinet appointments. The dispute reached a boiling point during dinner at Trump's Mar-a-Lago club last week when Musk accused Epstein of leaking sensitive details about the transition process. Fight, fight, fight. All equally awful.
They come from opposite sides. Like, Boris Epstein comes from the evangelical side, and
yes.
Elon Musk does not.
Right. So, yeah, that's one way to put it.
Yeah.
Amy with a love letter. Dear Steph, I first met you in person at one of the Blue State Balls hosted by AM 950 KTNF. I was in awe, so I might have stared too long, and I always fear I made you uncomfortable. Never doubt my ability to feel guilty even after 15 years. Not a second has gone by that I haven't thought about it too, Amy. Awkward, so awkward, uncomfortable. I'm just kidding, Amy. I don't remember anything like that. Number two, Cheeto Benito and everything he stands for. Agreed. As a practicing musician and the official musicologist of the Stephanie Miller Show, I will resist in every way I can. I think of musicians that have gone before us and created some of the most beautiful music the world has ever known while the world burned around them. Yeah, like think of yourselves as the band on the Trump Tanic. As America goes down, the band plays on. That was dark. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
Let's go to.
Here.
Oh, Seth in LA wants to defend Chris. Oh. Hi, Seth.
Yes. Hello, everyone.
Hello.
I was also one of the only ones who thought the jacket was yellow. But what I want to say is Chris is right. And I'm going to say Chris is right for Chris. And the reason he was right to tell everyone about it is because this.
Well, I told everyone about it because I was asked.
Right.
I didn't volunteer the information.
Yeah,
I was asked.
But more than that, Chris, this is an important thing that we all have to talk about to each other with, because we are all being faced with this one way or another, and it's a very personal and individual decision based on the person, the circumstances, who we are, and, you know, I understand the world that Chris is steeped in. Before my husband and I were parents, we were CrossFitters. We were at the Venice Gold's Gym. It's a world that comes with its own set of beliefs. And Chris was there long before Donald Trump came down the escalator. I'm a professional writer. I work in feature films, but most of my TV writers, friends my age, okay, they're seeped in it too. And I've had to make these decisions, and I haven't made the same decision with each friend.
Right.
It's been very specific to who they are, the conversations we can now have, and we shouldn't judge each other for making different decisions. And I think he's right for modeling that he made that particular decision. Chris was right for Chris. And we all.
And that is a niche. Only Chris knows. But I appreciate
sure.
your Chris support, because I love him too. Let's go to. Hey, Donald in Florida. Oh, Donald Trump's calling. Hi. Oh, I don't have to go to him. He's coming to us.
Come
hi.
Yeah.
I'm here.
Hi. Do you like my T-shirt?
Yes, you are.
Yeah. Go ahead, Donald.
Hello.
You're on.
Yes.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. I'm a little what they call, the kids today call, neurodivergent, so I made a couple notes real quick.
Okay.
First, I don't know if you played this song yet called Better Eggs. Hope you like them Better Eggs by Tennessee Brando.
No.
Not yet.
Well, I'm too busy screaming you at eggs in the supermarket, which I think I'm going to do right after this show.
Okay.
All right. Let's... Where are we? Oh,
I don't think any good could have come from the rest of that call.
No. Yeah. See, I get out of relationships much sooner now, just before I make my next disastrous mistake. No. Okay, Jonathan Capehart.
Which one? I'm sorry.
Oh, sorry, nine.
Okay.
Yeah.
The former Democratic governor of Kansas. Secretary Sebelius, great to see you again. It's been a long time. Your thoughts on RFK Jr.'s nomination and how dangerous would he be as Secretary of Health and Human Services?
Well, I just listened to Congressman Ivey, and I think that we're talking about magnitudes of danger beyond erroneously making legal decisions.
Yes, one more. Kathleen,
this is life or death.
HHS
affects people from birth to their grave and is intimately connected with every state in the country. So this could be very dangerous. I think it's totally disqualifying for anyone who seeks to lead the major health agency in this country and one of the leaders in the world to just unequivocally say there is no safe and effective vaccine.
Yeah. And then he will literally say, I never said that, and then they play the clip for him.
Yeah.
Okay.
That in and of itself, from the bully pulpit of HHS, could end up killing people, could end up harming children. My grandson is too young to get a lot of vaccinations yet, and having him exposed to unvaccinated people with polio and measles is a terrifying thought, having eradicated those diseases as a major health initiative. Jonathan, I think this is absolutely terrifying, and people should understand how serious it is.
Yeah. This tells you everything you need to know about Bobby Kennedy's principles. I mentioned this earlier, but Trump has named Chris Wright, who is described as a TV-ready evangelist for fossil fuels who lacks any government experience, as the head of Department of Energy. Bobby Kennedy's entire life has been, as an environmentalist.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But I went to a bunch of events for him.
Right.
Environmental lawyer. Mm-hmm. Okay. Just thought I'd... All right. Let's see. Did I mention that I threaded and blue skied and tweeted?
Yeah, you're on all
that
of
there's so many everywhere. Sexual assaulters from the Trump administration from the top on down that they've created their own Me Too movement. You're a rapist, Me Too. Welcome.
You mentioned that in the first hour.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
Different audience, everybody.
Different AQH.
Yeah, that's what. Uh-huh. Okay. Water cooler. Pete Hedges, Trump's pick for defense secretary, paid off a sexual assault accuser. Trump's team was reportedly thrown for a loop when it was revealed he was accused of sexual assault because they don't do any vetting either.
Nope.
He maintained their encounter was consensual because, of course, he did. He said Hedgeseth was visibly intoxicated at the time of the incident, but obviously knows that she's a lying whore in retrospect anyway. He agreed to pay an undisclosed amount to the woman because he feared the revelation of the matter would result in his termination from Fox News. The statement came after a detailed memo was sent to a Trump transition team by a woman who said she was a friend of the accuser. The memo, a copy was obtained by the Post, alleged he raped the then 30-year-old conservative group staffer in his room after drinking at the hotel bar. So what did he say? Oh, she was the aggressor?
Yeah.
Yeah, because in Trump world, it's always, the woman that's, Okay, a woman told the Health Ethics Committee she personally saw Matt Gaetz having sex with a minor at a party in Florida in 2017. Mm-hmm. Her attorney said the testimony was offered during the lengthy investigation into Gaetz. Do you think that might be why they don't want this report to come out? Because that's in there, among other things? Okay. Oh, you know what? This is when you think maybe things are... The last thing's a joke? The Tiger King.
Yeah.
A plan for a central role at Trump's side. Would you be surprised? Would you be surprised? I wouldn't be surprised.
Not at all.
Trump didn't come through with a pardon for the Tiger King. But as he prepares to return to the Oval Office, the star of the hit Netflix show is hopeful he will be, out of jail, first of all.
Right.
Is that even a requirement to be in the Trump administration?
I don't think so.
Do you have to technically be out of jail?
I don't think so.
No. Okay.
Did he just get married in jail?
I think he did.
Yeah.
Sean Hannity, and a lot of people told me I was on the pardon list, because of course you were, that they'd seen the pardon list. Oh, you know who else was on there? Matt Gaetz, mm-hmm. which is weird. I don't, because that's why you would ask for a pardon when you've done absolutely nothing wrong. And January 6th happened, and then everything got screwed up, and then I got left behind. Oh, Tiger King got raptured. Maldonado, that's his name, said he wishes Trump will give him a cabinet position too as director of the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service. Do we have to shove a fish up your ass? I feel like Maldonado, just in case you had forgotten, because I had forgotten. Jody. Yeah,
this is a name I haven't heard in 4 years. Yeah. Tiger King.
He is serving a 21-year sentence for 2 counts of murder for hire related to his alleged plans to kill his big cat rescue foe, Carol Baskin. You remember.
I remember her, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Along with 19 other counts of wildlife crime related to the alleged killing of 5 tigers and the illegal sale of tiger cubs. So that guy would be in charge of the fish and wall.
Yeah.
All right. I bet you he has shoved a fish up his ass. Okay.
Are you saying because he's gay?
I don't know. Oh, is he?
He is gay.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You didn't watch Tiger King?
Oh, God, no. Don't be ridiculous.
He had a concubine of young boys.
All I know is that Carol Baskin's a bitch, apparently. I don't know. That's what I'm told.
They're both awful.
Yeah, they're not people I want to hang around at all, but he had a concubine of young boys.
Yeah,
if she wasn't dead, wouldn't she be named for something, too?
Yeah.
Don't you think Jeffrey Epstein would be in the cabinet if he wasn't also?
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Yeah, okay. All righty, then.
Carol Baskin is a bitch. Whoop, whoop. She is.
It's one thing we can all agree on.
Yes.
She's like Kyle's mom.
Uh-huh.
The big fat, big fat bitch. Uh-huh. Carol Baskin's a big fat bitch. She's a big fat, big fat bitch.
Oh, my God. 50 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by Credo. Credo Mobile. Listen, state of the world, right? Can make you a little angry, a little depressed, think, overwhelmed.
Oh, yeah.
Like maybe we're going the wrong way. And there's nothing we can do about it. There are many ways you can make a difference and make the world a little bit better. One small but easy thing you can do is switch your phone to Credo Mobile. They are a progressive phone company. Every month, Credo donates to progressive nonprofits that work for a better world, like Friends of the Earth, March for Our Lives, Reproductive Freedom for All. Those nonprofits are going to need our help now more than ever. When you join Credo Mobile, you get all you want from a phone company, the nation's largest, most reliable network, competitive plans, great deals on new phones. Bring your current phone. Bring your current number. Switching is so easy, and it's easy to make a difference. Go to CredoMobile.com, and Stephanie Miller listeners, you get 25% off your service for 2 years if you use the code STEP25. See? You're supporting the Stephanie Miller Cinematic Universe and yourself and America.
Yep.
Learn more at CredoMobile.com. That is CredoMobile.com.
I don't know what the hell we just heard.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Well, we know Heat Holders makes the warmest thermal socks. I personally love these socks. They are my go-to in the winter. My feet can't get enough of them. They make perfect gifts for my family, too. But did you know Heat Holders make so much more than socks? They've got the warmest, softest, most comfortable hats, gloves, and more. I absolutely love their blankets. They're perfect for chilly nights. Plus, they make jackets and fleece vests that will keep you warm no matter what the weather throws at you. Their base layers are a game changer, like their socks. They come in 3 levels of warmth, originals, lights, and ultralights, just like a thermostat. Choose what you need for whatever cold you're facing. Receive an amazing 25% off your heatholders.com order this week, only through Cyber Monday with the code Miller25, plus free shipping with any purchase of $25 or more. Go to heatholders.com and use the code Miller, the number 25, to save 25% through Cyber Monday. That's heatholders.com. Don't forget that code. Code is Miller25. If you're ever worried about the safety of your home and family, there is no better time to act. Right now, you can get 60% off a new Simply Safe security system. Their best deal of the year. Simply Safe is the home security I trust. I've been using it for years. I love the peace of mind it brings, knowing my home is protected 24/7. 60% off, you heard me right, today by visiting simplysafe.com/Stephanie. Old school alarm systems only kick in once someone is already inside your home. Simply Safe stops criminals criminals from entering your home in the first place with this exclusive Active Guard outdoor protection. Live agents keep watch outside your property 24/7. Plus, there are no long-term contracts, no cancellation fees, and professional monitoring plans start at about $1 a day. Right now, Simply Safe is offering my listeners 60% off any new system with a select professional monitoring plan. That's their best offer of the year, so head over to simplysafe.com/Stephanie. SimplySafe.com/Stephanie. There is no safe like Simply Safe.
From the National Institutes of Health, this is Health Beat. Sleepiness and fatigue. They contribute to lapses in attention, slowed reaction times, errors in working memory, reduced ability to learn, and difficulties with problem solving. These factors are made all the more dangerous when people force themselves to stay awake. At a recent National Center on Sleep Disorders research conference, Dr. David Dinges of the University of Pennsylvania emphasized that blatant acceptance of sleepiness should be outlawed by society.
The willful or motivated overriding of sleepiness by people is the single largest unspoken barrier we face in getting people to confront sleepiness as an unstable biological state that can intrude into waking functioning and lead to catastrophic outcome. It's not funny in a 17-year-old kid in a car at night. We got to get over the cuteness of sleepiness and confront the biological danger of sleepiness in the workplace.
For more information on sleep disorders and how to overcome them, visit health.nih.gov. For HealthBeat, I'm Phil Stevenson.
Don't you wish your life came with a warning app?
Stop. That dog does not want to be petted.
Just a little heads up before something bad happens.
Move your coffee cup away from your computer.
Oh, no, 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 no.
So you can have more control.
Stop. You're texting your boss by mistake.
Uh-oh. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org.
Warning, the cap is loose on that ketchup.
Ugh. Don't wait. You have the power to change the outcome. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its Prediabetes Awareness Partners.
This portion of the show brought to you by Bonnie and Clyde. Bonnie had a rumbly tumbly from eating something doopy in the yard.
Oh, no.
I don't even know what that word means.
Doopy?
Don't eat something doopy.
What's doopy?
Wait, what is doopy?
It gives her doopy poos.
Oh.
Okay. You know what gives you the most firm, fantastic poops in the world? Dr. Marty's Nature's Blend.
That's
oh, my
right.
God. You can tell it's superfoods. Turkey, beef, duck, salmon are the first four ingredients. Not meat meal. Not, you know, fractionated 15 different ways to say wheat, which is just cereal. Dogs don't eat cereal.
No, they don't.
They're carnivores.
Yeah.
Okay. A lot of times, even healthy organic dog food is cooked at high temperature. So not only are all the nutrients blasted out of there, you got dangerous byproducts. This is raw. It's freeze-dried. It's shelf-stable. It's mess-free, full of nutrients. And Bonnie and Clyde go crazy. It tastes absolutely delicious. 54% off Nature's Blend right now and get a free bag of Cod Crispies. Yay! DrMartyPets.com/Miller or text Miller 251-511. Text fees may apply. All right, I mentioned I'm started posting on Blue Sky in addition to Twitter and Threads and Instagram and Facebook. Fortunately, I have absolutely no life of any kind. I have no work-life balance.
Copy and paste is your friend.
It's a really good idea.
What is
copy and paste?
Oh, I don't know. Can you show me how to do that?
Oh, my God, woman. How did you ever do anything ever?
How have you survived this long?
Especially in this day and age.
Okay, well, anyway. Elon Musk, in a totally unrelated story, is directing candidates working in his new Department of Government Efficiency, mm-hmm. of which there's two people mm-hmm. to running it, mm-hmm. To submit their resumes through X, apparently granting himself an X access to what he describes as super high IQ small government revolutionaries willing to work 80-plus hours per week for free. Apparently there's no salary. Indeed, it will be tedious work, make lots of enemies, and the compensation zero. Wow, you had me at hello. That's okay. Is that even legal to
No, it's legal.
So that means
yeah.
you have to pay for a check mark to be able to DM him to be able to get a job.
It's stupid if you're the one who's applying.
Right.
You're the stupid one.
Right. You're dummy stupid. He's stupid. There I am talking down to people. He's stupid. See you tomorrow on the Stephanie Miller Show.
This is Madison's Real News and Great Conversation, 92.7 WMDX. Todd Albaugh.
Hey, everybody, join us next time for a special Thanksgiving show. We'll give you some updates on the season and also some best ofs of the year. Join us.
The Todd Albaugh Show, weekdays noon till 2.
Come to the Lazy Elf Lounge to cheer on the green and gold. Enjoy free Jello shots with every Green Bay touchdown. Stock up on $20 buckets of White Claw and High Noon, $15 assorted buckets of Busch Light, Miller, and Bud products, plus $4 off wing baskets when you dine in. Come for all the fun on game days at the Lazy Elf Lounge, North Stoughton Road in Madison. Follow them on Facebook and find the full menu at LazyElfLounge.com.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app. This is 92.7 WMDX Columbus, Madison's home for real news and great conversation. A Civic Media station.